我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们这时候在你的面前，从今天一直到那复活的日子，你自己在我们的当中，把我主耶稣基督钉十字架活化在我们面前，也帮助我们体恤主你自己的心意，更看清我主耶稣基督背负十字架各个他的路对我对我们的意义，也求你帮助我们拿起十字架紧紧地跟随我的主，祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们先打开马可福音
来看。 Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark。
今天晚上我们特别指定的一段的经文
Gospel of Mark Chapter 14
五十一、五十二节
，Gospel of Mark chapter 14, verse 51 and 52。
十四章五十一、五十二节
，Gospel of Mark chapter 14, verse 51 and 52。A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him,He fled naked, leaving his garment behind.
有一个少年人赤身披着一块麻布跟随耶稣，众人就抓拿他，他却丢了麻布赤身逃走了。这是小慧牧师选的经文。
This is a verse I chose for senior pastor.
也因为特别指定要我讲这段经文
specially selected for him to expound on this.
如果是我选经文，我一定不会选这两节
Surely the senior pastor will not choose this.
你说能够讲什么呢？
What can we speak about this?
就逃走了吧。
Let him just fled away.
今天晚上是圣灰日。
Tonight is the night of Ash Wednesday.
陈汉执事上个星期天说今天是开斋节。
你跟陈汉 say it was Hari Raya Puasa.
因为小辉牧师说是 the beginning of the land, 所以开斋节。
Beginning of the land, so opening of the fasting.
其实这个是斋节的这个开始。
But actually, it's the start of fasting.
这个是在教会传统里面很早的时候就举行的。
This is a very early Christian tradition.
那么那个时候教会还没有分裂，没有分成天主教跟基督教。
At that time, the church has not broken into the Roman Catholic and the Protestants.
所以这个是我们共同的一个传统。
And therefore, Lent is actually a shared tradition.
不是天主教教会的。
It does not belong to the Roman Catholics.
是原来的一个教会的传统。
It's an original tradition from the church.
这样的一个日子，一直到四月八号复活节那一天。
So from now all the way to the fourth, eighth of April.
教会借着这段期间来这个默想，来进入耶稣受难的事情。
And this period all the way to Easter is a time for us to reflect on the Passion of Christ.
那么也用了这样的一个举动埋葬这个哈利路亚
with this symbolic action of so-called the burying of the hallelujah.
所以当每个星期天我们看到这一块黑黑的这块布的时候
and therefore every Sunday when we see this black cloth
也让我们再一次被提醒我们的主的这个受苦跟受难
it's a reminder of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么今年我们是按照马可福音来这个进入这个默想主的受难。
And this year we will do this reflection through the Gospel of Mark.
那么今天我们来到这两节圣经。
And coming to these two verses.
如果你有圣经的话，你打开来看。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Mark chapter 14.
怎么样讲说在这段期间默想耶稣呢
？How do we think about Jesus through this in this period?
应该用怎么样的方式来默想是怎么样的呢？
How do we do our meditation in which way?
今天晚上我也借助这样的一个方式，借助一个这样的方法跟大家建议。
And I will give a recommendation tonight.
我等一下就会跟大家一起来这个思想反思耶稣的这个受难。
And I will do a reflection of the suffering of Christ tonight.
那我们怎么样做呢？你可以在家里面照样这样子做。
And how we do it tonight, every day, you can do it likewise.
马可福音是主耶稣基督死了升天之后，大概这个五十年之内出现了一本书。
The Gospel of Mark, is written probably less than 50 years after the death of Christ.
我想会出现这一卷书也是很简单的理由。
Why there is this gospel written? That's a simple reason.
也就是要留给后人下一代的信徒关于耶稣基督的事。
So that you have the things of Jesus recorded for the next generation.
所以呢，在两千年前这样的一卷书呢，已经就是为了这样的一个目的。
So even 2,000 years ago, such a is a by Gospel is written for this purpose.
因为耶稣这样的一位
Because such a person, Jesus,
是一直不断的就是对信徒来说是一个很重要的一位
It's something very significant for believers.
我们不是只是记住耶稣的教训
It's not just to remember his teaching.
也不是只是记得他的所谓他的吩咐或者是他的这个教导
It's not just his instructions.
更重要的是记住他是谁，他自己本身。
But to remember his identity, who he is.
这个是我们的信仰很重要的，就是因为耶稣是谁。
This is very important to our faith, who Jesus is.
因为第一批信耶稣的是因为耶稣是谁，不是因为耶稣的教训。
Because the original believers is not because of his teachings, but who Jesus is.
我们今天很习惯是因为耶稣的教训或者是因为耶稣的想法
Today we think that it's about Jesus thoughts, his teachings
不是是因为耶稣这样的 一位生命
But not, it's because of Jesus It is because of Jesus' life
而这里说要这个少年人本来是跟随耶稣的
And so we see this young man, he's actually following Jesus
但是突然之间耶稣被抓了
But all of a sudden, Jesus was caught
他就丢了他的麻布，然后就赤身就逃走了。
So he threw away the garment that's covering him and ran away naked.
这个是事实。
This is a fact.
是当时发生的一个事情。
It's something that really happened.
当时耶稣在他们的当中。
Jesus was amongst them.
那么又发生了一些事情。
And some other things happened.
使到他们信了耶稣。
So that they believed in him.
那么这样的一个事情的过程。
And this process.
马可借着马可福音
through the Gospel of Mark
成为信耶稣的人一直不断的温习不断的呢这个来这个了解
So those who believe Jesus continue to study and understand him through this way
那么一直不断的让这些事情来影响他来带动他
And so that these events can be a guidance and an inspiration
我希望在今年的这段时间斋节的时间里面
I hope that in this period of Lent
借着马可福音，你再一次被耶稣来影响你。
Through the Gospel of Mark, you are influenced by the words.
也许你已经觉得我很熟悉了，信耶稣就是不应该做这个，应该那样，我已经很熟悉了。
Maybe you say that, I'm very familiar with Jesus. Jesus is about not doing this, not doing that.
这是不够的。
This is not enough.
信耶稣是信耶稣自己。
To believe in Jesus is to believe in him, himself.
那么耶稣是谁
？Because of who he is.
耶稣是怎么样的一位呢
？How is he as a person？
你发现马可呢是最简单也是最容易能够这样子来认识耶稣的。
And we find that Mark has presented this in a very simple manner.
马可福音只有短短的十六章。
There's only 16 chapters in Mark.
而且它是一件事情跟做一件事情。
And it's events after events.
你就跟着这些事情一件一件的在好像你在当中这样子
So we follow the life of Jesus through these events
耶稣就在你的面前再一次好像重新出现
As if Jesus is just before us
当然今天我们来到这里说这个人他少年人他跟着耶稣然后突然间被捕了那个耶稣被捕了他害怕就丢了自己的衣服那就逃走
And we see this young man, after he's being caught, in order to run away, he threw away his clothes and ran.
正如我在过去几个星期我一直讲，
Just as I've said for the past few weeks,
你读圣经先读什么？
When you read the Bible, first note what is happening.
先不要想说这个是不是在教训我说我不要学这个少年人，然后不能够跟耶稣到底，也就这样逃走了。那么就在那边，我真的是不好啊，我真的是不爱你啊。
We do not quickly jump to the conclusion now, thinking that oh, is this young man talking about me? Or oh, do I not love Jesus enough? Am I running away? All these things, not too fast.
这个不一定是马可写这件事情要对你这样讲话的。
It might not be the intention of Mark to speak to you in this way.
因为很简单，你再想一想。
Because if you were to think,
纵使这个少年人没有逃走，跟耶稣到底。
Even if this young man did not run away but follow on with Jesus,
接下去你看事情的发展，他又能够做什么
？What can this young man do as the events unfold?
又怎么样呢
？So what?
So what? Yes. So what?所以你不要这样快自己就这么快想到事情是对我在责备我，是不是提醒我不够爱主，不够跟随主到底。
So we do not quick, jump into quick conclusions thinking about is this me not following Jesus enough and so on.
少年人嘛，
This is young man.
而以当时他这样的反应是很自然。
This is a very natural response for him.
你要知道什么叫做耶稣被这一群人抓去。
You have to understand what it means for Jesus to be caught, seized by this, this group of people.
今天突然间如果有一群这个很有权力的人，很有权势的人进来就把我抓走了。
If today, people with authority come and arrest, pastor,
你也会感到很害怕，很惊奇的。
You too will be very shocked and surprised.
不过请你不要走那边，那边不通的。
But don't run that way because that is not the exit.
这边呢也不通。
Here does not go anywhere.
只有这边。
This is the only way.
当然，可能在新加坡你还不会这样怕。
Perhaps you are not so fearful in Singapore.
因为你一般上我们对我们的大内群英那个印象还蛮好的。
Yeah, we believe in our government that our impression is pretty good.
Police force.
Police force, oh, sorry.
叫大内群英。
Really?
Yes. 有一部电影嘛，叫《第八波道》。
Our police force.
因为他们平常还算是很合理、很友善的。
Because they seem very reasonable.
但是在古代。
But in the past.
我想这一些有权力的抓人的，不见得一般老百姓会很安心的。
They might not trust the authorities at that time so much.
搞不好这样不明不白，也就这样被抓去。
They could have been arrested for no reason at all.
所以我希望说我们大家不要这样快。
So we do not jump into conclusions, not too fast.
到底马可要我们感受什么？
What is the feeling that Mark want us to feel?
那么这里这个关于他丢了这个麻布。
And here the throwing of the garment.
你小心把马可福音从头读一遍的话。
And as we read through Mark,
你发现在这个之前跟在这个之后
the before and after this event,
倒是有不少人丢了衣服的。
We see that many have left their garments.
他们后来也把耶稣的衣服呢这个拿掉。
And later, Jesus also has to take out his garment.
当然他们呢也要戏弄他，用一个紫色的袍加在他身上。
Of course, in order to mock him, they put a purple robe on him.
那么大祭司听了耶稣的讲一些话呢，撕破自己的衣服。
And we see the chief priest tearing his garment after hearing what Jesus said.
这一些跟衣服有关的这个事情，
All these things that has to do with garments,
我相信马可是有意把他这个引起读者的这个注意。
Mark is probably drawing our attention to these things.
尤其是我们在听一些事情发生的时候
，especially when we listen to some events unfolding。
那么在以前，不是每一个人的手上都有一本圣经。
They do not have a Bible conveniently with them。
大概他们有一两本有抄的。
Probably they have a few copied manuscripts。
大概每一次是一个人的念，然后旁边的人就在那边听。
Somebody will read, but everybody has to listen from it。
当我们是用听的没得看的时候。
When we can only listen but not read,
什么东西能够勾住我们的印象跟保住我们的记忆呢？
What can leave a lasting impression with us?
马可福音是很适合用听的。
Mark is very suitable for listening.
它的表达方式是适合拿来念，然后你听的。
It's expressed in a form to be heard.
所以你发现它不像保罗的书信这样。
So unlike Paul's letters,
那个用听的时候，有时候很难跟那个论点。
Sometimes when you listen to it, it's very hard to understand the flow of reasoning.
马可把这很多的事情把它这样表达出来。
But Mark is very expressive.
那么他表达的方式，你听的时候你会印象深刻的。
And so when you listen to the reading, you will leave a lasting impression.
就好像这个少年人的事情这样。
So like just like what happened with this young man.
他很简单的。
It is a very simple event.
丢下了这个麻布就跑了。
So he just throw his garment and leave naked.
所以你听的时候你会哎，怎么这个人这样哎？
So you will have an impression. Hey, what is happening here?
那之前可能你又听到有一些人也湿了衣服。
Here before this, you think, you remember the tearing of the garment.
然后来到最后的时候
，and at the end,
同样是讲少年人
similarly talking about young men.
请大家翻到这个十六章
，in chapter 16,
就是复活的那一个早晨
，on the morning of resurrection.
他们有一群人。妇女来到那个坟墓那边。
A group of women came to the burial ground.
但是他们看到什么呢？第五节，他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
He says, as they verse 5, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
那么这个少年人跟他们说，不要惊恐。
He said, "Do not be alarmed."
你们寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他已经复活了。
You are looking for Jesus, the Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen.
当我们听到这里的时候
，And when we read this,
可能我们会联想到有一个脱掉衣服的少年人害怕逃走了。
And as we hear this, we remember, there's this young man who also fled with naked.
但现在看到一个少年人穿着白袍。
But here you see a young man dressed in a white robe.
但是这一群妇女还是害怕的，也是害怕。
But this group of people, they were alarmed.
但是在害怕当中，他们听到一个呢消息很特别。
But as they are alarmed, they hear a news that is very special to them.
不过这个消息并没有叫他们高兴。
But this news did not make them happy.
第八节这样说，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇。什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Verse 8, we see trembling and bewildered. The woman went out, fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
也是逃走。
Also fleeing.
也是害怕。
Also afraid.
为什么马可的形容是这样？
Why did Mark describe it in this way?
两个不同的情况。
Two different events, situation.
两个不同的事情。
Two different things happening.
但是都是同样是害怕，是逃走。
But similarly, they were afraid and they fled.
为什么呢
？Why?
马可没有交代。
Mark does not explain to us.
马可只是把当时的情形给我们表达。
Mark is trying to just tell us the events that is happening.
也许就在我们这样不断的反复思想这些事的时候
，So as we contemplate these things,
我想可能我们会再翻到马可福音的这个开始。
We might flip to the beginning of Mark,
重新再看过一遍
and we will look through the entire gospel once again.
当我们再从头再看一遍的时候
and as we go through Mark,
也许你心里面开始就会有一些的感受
You might have some feelings after reading.
让我们现在就来开始
and let's go through this.
我们看这个马可福音第一章
in the beginning of Mark chapter 1.
很快的，耶稣一出现的时候
，When Jesus appeared，
他就做了一件很特别的事情。
He did something special。
这里讲特别，是因为马可告诉我们一章二节，众人很稀奇他的教训。
Here we see that it is special because the people were amazed at his teaching。
然后他就是即刻呢赶一个鬼出来。
And there was exorcism there。
他是用命令式的
，and he did it with a command.
那么这些人的反应是什么呢
？What were their response?
二十七节他们说，这是什么新道理呢？他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听他了。
They say, what is this? A new teaching, and with authority, he even gives order to the evil spirits, and they obey him.
马可要我们注意这个什么
Mark is trying to show us what is happening.
这个什么就是这样的意，怎么这样的意味，叫鬼走出来，鬼就出来了。
We will say, oh, how can this person do this? He just say it and it happens.
然后马可再用一段话告诉我们说，耶稣做很多这样的事。
And then Mark said that Jesus did many things like this.
34节，耶稣治好了许多害各样的病，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
那么接着下来，你就看到呢，在40节那里呢，他用手用他这个医治一个有皮肤很严重的这个皮肤病的。
And in verse 40, he healed someone with leprosy.
这样的一个人在旧约来讲呢，是一个不能够亲近上帝的人。
Such a man cannot come near to the temple in the past.
那么第二章
，in chapter 2,
耶稣有一天在一个屋子里面
，in a house.
那有一些人呢，就把一个摊子呢，从那个拆了屋顶把它放下来。
Some people delivered a paralytic through the roof.
那在第五节，耶稣就看着他们，然后对着这个人讲说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
In verse 5, he says, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
那请你注意，这里耶稣不是在说，因为他有罪，所以他有他的贪，他才成为有病的。
Note that Jesus is not saying that because of his sin, that's why he has sickness.
你要注意，马可跟你讲什么？
We must know what is happening.
旁边的人听到这样，他这样讲，就说：“这个人怎么可以这样狂妄，这么？”真妄，除了神以外，谁能够赦罪呢？
Those people who are around say, "What does this fellow talk like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sin but God alone?"
Blaspheming, 他们说他是浅妄。
They say that he's blaspheming.
那么他自己说他在地上有赦罪的权柄。
And Jesus says that he has authority to forgive sin on earth.
所有的犹太人都会明白一件事情。
All the Jews understand one thing.
所有的犹太人也不能够接受耶稣这样讲话的。
And therefore they cannot accept that Jesus did say things this way.
在犹太人的信仰里面，赦罪只有上帝可以赦罪。
Because in their mind only God can forgive sin.
没有一个犹太人敢讲说对另外一个人说你的罪赦免了。
Because no Jew will say to another man your sins are forgiven.
所以他们心里面感到不舒服，这样批评耶稣是对的。
So they were uncomfortable with Jesus, and to talk at him in this way is reasonable.
但是耶稣却又要做出来给他们看。
But Jesus purposely did this to show them.
那么接下来耶稣就做一些更加的刺激他们的事情。
And Jesus continued to do things that incite them.
就是在安息日的时候。
On Sabbath,
耶稣去医了一个枯干的这个手。
He healed a withered hand.
在第三章那里。
In chapter 3.
枯干的手其实已经干了很久了。
The shriveled hand has been dried for very long.
那么你明天星期一再来还是可以的。
You can still heal him on Monday.
但是耶稣为什么故意就是在安息日要医他？
Why did Jesus purposely heal on Sabbath?
然后让那些人批评他。
So that the others can criticize him.
那些批评他的人没有，不是完全错的。
They were not wrong in a way to criticize him.
因为他没有什么生命危险，而且他也孤干很久了。
Because he is no immediate danger, and his hand has been shriveled for really long.
而作为犹太人，为了向上帝表达上对上帝的那一个尊敬跟那一个敬意，就是守安息日。
And as a Jew, in order to honor God, is to keep the Sabbath.
接着下来，你继续看耶稣呢，在做一些很惊使人惊讶的事情。
And we see Jesus continue to amaze with his deeds.
来到第五章
，In chapter 5，
他特别去到一个地方
，He purposely go to this place。
那种地方是安葬死人的地方
，It's a place to bury the dead。
也不是犹太人葬死人的地方
，And it's not even for the Jews to bury them。
所以这种地方对犹太人也是叫做不洁净的地方。
And this place is therefore really really unclean。
然后他去到那里一个地方，他碰到一个人给很多鬼附。
And this man is possessed by a legion of demons.
然后耶稣把这几千个鬼赶出来。
And Jesus exorcised all these demons.
而这个人回去的时候，他的这个叫做乡里面的人都感到很害怕。
And when this man returned to his hometown, all the people were afraid.
另外，同样在这个第五章
，And also in chapter 5,
耶稣让一个女人有这个血漏病十多年。
A woman who has been bleeding for 12 years.
这个在旧约里面来讲呢，也是这样的人呢，是不应该你不应该去靠近他的。
Again, this such a place is ceremonially, such a person is ceremonially unclean.
如果你要去朝见上帝的话
，if you want to go to the temple，
你不能够让这个人碰到你，或者你碰到这个人。
You cannot touch this person and cannot let this person touch you.
碰到他，你要暂时呢不能够到上帝面前。
If you have been touched，
到那个圣殿那边
，then you cannot enter into the temple.
但是这个女人在人群中呢，一直挤啊挤啊，然后要去摸耶稣。
But this woman is squeezing her way through to touch Jesus.
而耶稣还让她摸。
And Jesus let her touch.
再问说谁摸我
？Then he purposely asked who touched me.
因为这个女人摸了耶稣，她的这个病好了。
Because this woman after touching Jesus was healed.
也同时在这个路上
，and along the way，
耶稣去死到一个。小女孩呢，从死里再复活。
Jesus resurrected a little girl who was dead.
那你继续再往下看。
And as we read on,
到这个第六章三十节。
In chapter 6 verse 30,
那里讲耶稣呢，让五千人吃饱。
Jesus feed the 5,000.
那么紧接着四十五节。
In verse 45,
耶稣在海上行走，让他的门徒看见。
Jesus walked on water to be seen by the disciples.
那么他继续呢，又在这个治病。
And then he continues to heal.
第七章结束的时候，他治好这个耳聋的人。
And at the end of chapter 7, he healed the deaf and mute man.
跟这个哑巴。第八章，你再看到他让四千人吃饱。
In chapter 8, again he feeds 4,000.
最后，你看到的是他在让一个瞎子呢能够看见。
At the end, he healed a blind man.
然后这个瞎子呢，要这个跟随他。
And this blind man wants to follow Jesus.
不过耶稣呢，打发他说：“你连这个村子呢，不要进去。
”But he asked him not to go back into his village.
之后，你就看到耶稣开始被人家害，要这个抓他害他。
From then on, we see that these people plotted to harm Jesus.
真的。他的其中一个门徒就这个带人来把他抓。
And truly, one of his disciples, apostles, brought people to arrest him.
然后这个少年人呢，就是在这个情况下跟到一半，突然间耶稣被抓。
So at this juncture, as he was, this young man was following Jesus. Jesus was arrested.
你说你在这个时候的时候
，So at this juncture,
你会怎么样？
What would you do?
过去这个人什么都不怕。
In the past, this man is fearless.
什么都能够做。
He could do all things.
鬼都没有他办法。
Even the evil spirits can do nothing.
大自然都在他的掌控底下。
All the nature operate within his hand.
他是这么有权柄，也有这么有能力。
He was filled with power and authority.
为什么这个时候被卖，说卖就被卖，抓被抓就被抓了
？How can he be betrayed and be arrested so easily？
他也没有的反抗，他也走不掉。
And he was defenseless and he could not run away。
是他不能够走呢，还是什么原因
？Or he cannot leave, or is there some other reason？
或者至少马可让我们看见。
At least Mark is showing us。
一个这样的一个耶稣，这么大有能力的耶稣
，Jesus who which is full with power，
这么大有权柄能力的耶稣
，with power and authority，
现在竟然心甘情愿的，就是被人这样害，被人这样子抓，被人这样子这个就要把他钉死。
That he was willing to be betrayed, to be arrested and eventually crucified。
你现在再一次让这样的主耶稣在你的面前
，and let such。Identity of Jesus be in front of you.
这个就是马可要告诉我们，这些就是所发生的什么。
This is the events that is happening. Mark is trying to show this to us.
我们重新再面对这些事情。
And let us face these events once again.
我们也重新再走过这些事情。
And let us walk through this journey.
一个这样蛮有能力权柄的主耶稣。
A person filled with power and authority,
就是在这样这个时候，心甘情愿的这样子单独孤单的被捕被害。
That he was arrested and harmed in solitude.
如果你从马可福音从头再看回来
，and if when as we are reading through the entire book of Mark，
除了耶稣所表达出来的这一些他的能力权柄
，besides all the authority and power that Jesus openly displayed，
特别是他的那一个权柄
，especially about his authority，
鬼呢清清楚楚的知道
，that the evil spirits clearly know who he was。
反而跟着他的那些门徒从头到尾一直搞不清楚为什么到底是什么一回事。
Ironically, it was his apostles who did not know who he was.
然后你就看到耶稣呢就是这么孤单的那样的不被了解。
That Jesus was misunderstood and lonely.
虽然他做了这么多的事他彰显出这么多的这个他的这个能力权柄。
Despite the fact that he showed so many of his signs and power.
你的罪赦免了。
That your sins are forgiven.
你这个看见吧。
Let you can see now.
他还讲，他还说，他还做。
He speaks, he teaches, and he commands.
但是他四周旁边的人
，But all the people that is around him，
就是没有一个肯接受。
They could not accept who he was.
就是没有一个搞清楚。
That nobody understood.
这时候全部。的门徒都不敢出声。
And therefore all remain silent at this juncture.
你看到的是其中一个呢，带人来捕他。
And we see that one was being held and seized.
然后接下来你看到彼得呢是不敢认，说我认识他。
And we see Peter disowning him.
你看这个少年人不知道什么原因敢跟，但是跟到一半也害怕逃走了。
You see this young man, he was he dared to follow Jesus, but but halfway he had to flee.
你说马可要我们感受什么？
So what are we supposed to feel? Mark, what does Mark want?
我想我们应该先把注意力放在耶稣自己身上。
And therefore we put our focus back to Jesus.
至于这个少年人是不是忠心不忠心，或者是爱主不爱主，我想对他这样的评论是很不公平的。
Whether this young man is a faithful follower or whether he loves Jesus, all these comments it will be unfair to him.
如果说马可是要告诉我们说要忠心跟随到底
，If Mark is trying to teach us to be a faithful follower all the way,
好吧，跟到底又怎么样呢
？Even if we will follow him all the way, so what?
耶稣是不是不会死了呢
？Does it mean that Jesus will not die?
那或者耶稣的死又怎么样？有什么不同吗？
Or what difference would it make to Jesus, the death of Jesus?
所以我觉得重点还是放在耶稣的身上。
And therefore, the focus must remain with Jesus.
在这个过程里面，神经这些人的反应是这样子的。
And is to represent all the different responses towards the Jesus being arrested.
这个是当时当年发生过的事实。
And all these things happened at that time.
但是马可要我们再一次注意到。这一位耶稣是谁
？Mark is trying to put our attention on the identity of Jesus.
所以他受难的过程是怎么一回事
？That his experience of suffering is in this manner.
而是谁在受难
？And who is the one who is suffering here？
是一个这样蛮有权柄能力的一个呢，现在现心甘情愿这样的受难、受害、受死。
That the one who is being betrayed and arrested and suffering is one.Filled with power and authority.
而今天这样的一位耶稣，今天晚上再一次摆在我们的面前。
And such a portrayal of Jesus is presented before us today.
你说我已经跟随这样的耶稣了。
You say I have followed such a man.
今天晚上我们再一次被这样一位耶稣摆在我们的面前。
And it is such a Jesus that is before us.
这个少年人的害怕逃走了。
So this young man, he was afraid and he has fled.
不久之后，另外一群人也同样看到一个少年人，但是听到那个消息，还是一样是害怕。
And sometime later, seeing similarly a young man, they were also afraid and fled.
那你说今天，你害怕，还是怎么样
？So are you afraid, as you see all this?
这样的一位耶稣，这样子被害。
That Jesus is a person like this.Who was arrested?
你说你的心情是什么
？So what are you feeling?
可能是跟这个少年人一样。
Probably the same as this young man.
不管这里不是对跟错， 的一个问题。
Because it's not a matter of right and wrong.
这里是再一次说，这样的一位耶稣，今天晚上再一次在我的面前。
That, but rather is that such a portrayal of Jesus is right in front of us again.
你让他在你的心目中，在你的心中起了一个怎么样的一个作用？
And let, what are the feelings that you get from such a Jesus?
是这样的一位耶稣死了，受害了。
And it is such a Jesus who died.
为什么
？Why?
而他的这样的一个受死跟受害，是带着他能够有这样大的权柄跟能力的。
And knowing that he suffered through all this, despite his power and authority.
不是单单只是一个好人死了。
It's not just a good man who died.
不是单单只是一个无罪的人死了。
It's not just a sinless man who died.
也不是单单只是一个所谓爱我们的人死了。
And not just a man who loved us who died.
而是一个这样的特别这样的一位这样子被害被钉死。
But rather, a man with such a special identity who died.
你要让这样的耶稣在你身上产生怎么样的一种的作用
？So what is the effect that such a person would have in your life?
我们会逃走吗
？Would we also flee?
可能在一个很这个尖锐的情况的底下，这样的一位耶稣，能不能够使我们不会逃走呢
？Or would it be that knowing such an identity of Jesus would not make us flee？
当年
at that time,
这些人不因为这样的一位耶稣而没有逃走。
They did not because knowing the identity of Jesus that they did not flee.
今天我们没有在场
，and because we are not there，
因为在场可能时间很短，处一时之间转不过来。
Because you were there, there's only a second to think。
我们现在有很多的这个时间，我们也距离这个事情有一个距离了。
Now, we are a distance away, and we have much time to ponder。
我们也相信能够看得更清楚，也能够。更加的这个真的认识耶稣
And we believe that we really know who Jesus is now
但是我们让这样的一位耶稣摆在我们面前
But let us put such a presentation of Jesus in front of us
也许我们问说我们会不会逃走呢
Maybe we'll ask ourselves will we flee as well
马可没有说逃走是错的
Mark did not say that running away is wrong
因为这个是当时的一个真实的事情
Because this is what truly happened.
耶稣也没有责备这些这个逃走。
Jesus did not rebuke those who have fled.
耶稣甚至也没有责备犹大出卖他。
Jesus did not rebuke Judas who betrayed him.
耶稣就是这样子走上这样的一条路。
Because Jesus chose to live this life.
而他是蛮有权柄跟能力的。
And he did this filled with authority and power.
但是却又愿意这样子受害、受死、受苦。
But willingly he suffered and arrested and died.
你说我们会逃走吗
？So we ask, will we also flee?
让我们在这段斋节的这段期间
，So in this period of Lent,
我们一直不断的让这些事情再一次来向我们这个说话。
So we let these events once again speak to us once again.
记得是让这一幕一幕的事情一直呢重新在你的眼前扮演。
That these events continue to unfold before you.
然后你对这样的一个事情有一种的这个感，一种的这个感觉触动。
That we are touched by these events.
而不是说逃走是一定错的。
And not to be judgmental to say, oh, this is so wrong to run away.
你不用预先说这个不忠心不爱主。
Do not make a judgment say, oh, this means it's unloyal and so on.
因为马可要我们的是重新再好像走过这些事情一遍。
Because what Mark really wants is us to go through this journey.
使到我们再一次面对这样一位主耶稣。
To see, put the focus on the life of Jesus.
我们当然可以问，我会逃走吗？
Of course, then we can ask ourselves, will we run away if we were there?
如果不会逃走是因为什么？
And if we choose not to run, why?
是不是这样的一位耶稣在我的生命里面已经起了一种使我不会逃走的那个作用？
Would it be because of this person Jesus, and we will not run.
这些人认识耶稣，知道耶稣。
Because these people know who he is. He was with. They were with Jesus.
当那个少年人跟他说他已经复活不在了。
And therefore, when the young man tells the woman that he has risen and no longer here,
他们还是害怕的。
They were still afraid.
然后是害怕着从坟墓逃出来。
And with fear, they fled from the tomb.
这些我们很熟悉的，这些在礼拜堂已经不知道听过多少次的这些我们很熟悉的这些所谓我知道了，我听过光耀传道讲，我听过牧师布讲了多少遍，我听过了。
You say, oh, we know these stories already.
但是
，but
还是害怕。
But still with fear.
什么时候？耶稣能够使我们胜过这个害怕。
When can we overcome this fear with Jesus?
不是说我不要害怕。
It's not to say, oh, I will not fear.
我不应该害怕。
Or I should not fear.
我应该忠心走到底，不是这些教训。
It's not all these instructions to say, oh, I should be a faithful follower.
我们再一次让这样的一位耶稣再一次来到我们的面前。
But rather, such a person, Jesus, meeting us.
你问你自己。
We ask ourselves,
今年的斋节你害怕吗？
Are you fearful in this period of Lent?
耶稣有没有除去你的恐惧？
Has Jesus removed your fears?
我在说，不是马可要教训我们，我们不应该害怕，我们不要害怕。
To say again, it's not Mark is not teaching us not to fear and so on.
而是我们坦白地问我们自己。
But frankly, when we ask ourselves,
这样的一位耶稣足够使你不会害怕吗？
Is such a person Jesus enough for us that we fear no longer?
我都知道。
I know all this.
但是他足够使我不害怕。
But is he enough for me not to fear?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你再一次在我们的当中充满我们，借着你爱子自己的事。好像活生生的再一次在我们的面前，让你自己爱子不断的在这个斋节的期间，那么真实的向我们显现这些我们所熟悉、我们所知道的，成为我们心中里面真正的一种生命力。我们在你的面前，你帮助我，让我们因着主耶稣基督而不害怕。不是我们应该不害怕，不是我们应该走到底，真的是让主耶稣使到我们走到底，使到我们不会再害怕。主，你再一次把我主耶稣基督活化充满，甚至触动改变我们，就在今年的这个斋节，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。